I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show. Well, we have been talking about our weekly winning words. We send out a weekly winning resource for you every week that you get in your email with information to motivate and inspire and hopefully equip you with the right mindset for the week to get you going on your journey of success. And so we have been really turning to our radio show to help enhance that weekly winning resource and that weekly winning word, and just kind of sticking with that theme, if you will, so that we can give you more information to go along with it. So we've been correlating the radio show with that weekly winning resource, and I hope that you've been enjoying that. And if you're not signed up for our weekly winning resource, we'd love to have you join our community. You can go to ivedecided.org and join our community, get signed up for our newsletter, and start receiving your weekly winning resource just as early as today. If you sign up today, you'll get it this afternoon. We send that out every Sunday at 5 p.m. So this week's weekly winning word is information. It's August, of course, and all the kids are heading back to school. Kids are off to college, and this is like our back-to-school month, so we've been gearing around education and being teachable and information and just sticking to those words that is about informing us and giving us the resources that we need. And so my guest today is my friend Erin Blind. Hi, Erin. How are you?
Hi, Kim. I'm great. Thanks for having me here.
Oh, I have been looking forward to this show. I've been trying to track you down to get you on the radio show for a while. I know it's summer and vacation.
Summers are crazy.
Mm-hmm. Your kids are home for college probably, right?
Yes. Yep.
So it's a busy time for you, but we finally made it, and this was a perfect week. Because information, as I said, is our weekly winning word. And so one of the things that I think we have a lack of information on and we need more information about is how to set your kids up for success in college.
Absolutely.
From the financial aspect of it. I know I have a junior that's in high school and it's overwhelming, and I'm already starting. Well, I should say I was starting to panic on what to do until I met you. Now I'm like, okay, I'll have some help on this. So I feel pretty confident. So tell us, you have a company. Your company is financing your future. I love that. Where did this all start? Tell us about Erin. Like, what's your background in education, and how did you move into this business that you founded?
Well, after being a stay-at-home mom for many years, I decided to branch out and get a part-time job. That part-time job that I thought I was going to get turned into a full-time career. I worked at Eureka College for 7 years in a couple of different areas, all surrounding the financial aspect of college. Last position that I had was the director of financial aid there. So I learned a lot about college within that time, and the ins and the outs, and I saw the frustrations and the fears of parents and students as they went through this process trying to make decisions about something that they've seen people do year after year, but there's just no information about how to do it. I prided myself on being able to meet people where they're at and explain those long words or those abbreviations and making them real to people so that they can accomplish the same thing that they hear people talking about.
Yeah. And I think one of the biggest fears is the money,
Absolutely.
The money aspect of college. And, it's been a big buzz out there. People have been talking about this debt that they have created for themselves from college, and they're graduating really with no means to pay all that debt back because they didn't really think through their career and how much money they were going to be earning in comparison to the loans that they were taking out. So what? How do you get people, what's the first step? You know, do you say, okay, what's your career going to be first?
I definitely want to know that. On the other hand, I want to make sure that kids are very comfortable with not knowing. At 18 years old, how many of us really know what we want to do the rest of our lives? But making an investment the size of a home requires you to at least have explored some of those things. So with my clients, we do talk through some of those things. What are you interested in? Are those interests productive? Will they end up being a productive career that you can afford the investment that you're making? Because sometimes the monies that you have to borrow, for example, they can be a good return on that investment, and you can do very well if you've evaluated your interest and decided on a career that you can
rest
be productive
assured
at.
That you're going to be productive and make that money back.
Correct.
But so one of the things that just jumps into my mind is I have my stepdaughter she'll be a senior at ISU, and she's got some student loans, and she would get these monstrous checks. I mean, I consider her monstrous for a teenage, you know, now she's 22, but getting started, mm-hmm. and she didn't need the money that they were giving her. They were giving her more than what she actually needed. And then what happens when teenagers have all this money?
That's a real concern. As a financial aid director, that was always at the top of my mind when I saw kids receiving those kinds of checks. At big institutions, however, it's not a personal process. And that's why I started this company, was so that we could kind of start at the end first. What are you going to need all this money for? Do you understand what borrowing money is all about? Because borrowing this money for students is very easy. It's signing your name on the bottom of a paper, and your student may or may not understand what they're signing. Most of the time they don't. They just want to get to college. And if this is the means to an end for them, they don't really read the fine print and they don't understand the terms. And their parents don't often either, because at the age of 18, parents are shut out a little bit from the whole process. So that's what I enjoy, is meeting students where they're at along with their parents and making this a journey that they can take together, understanding all of the ins and outs.
Right. And just make it a little less scary, hopefully.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's awesome, Erin. I love that. So, hey, if you are just tuning in this morning, you're listening to I've Decided Radio Show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. And you are listening to my guest and friend, Erin Blyne. And she is just sharing information about her company that she has for you called Financing Your Future. And this is a tool and a resource to help you and your children successfully get started on the right track for college. And I agree, Erin. I think your business is awesome, and it is much, much, much needed. I mean, I'm sure there are some parents that have this down pat based on whatever their careers are, but the majority, and a lot of parents, including myself, have a lot of questions, a lot of questions. You know, how do you even begin to pick a school? You know, my
exactly.
daughter's already going, well, I think I'll go to Tampa, because if I decide to be a marine biologist, I mean, it's in Florida, right?
Right.
And I'm like, do we even know, like, anything about the school in Tampa? Like, I don't know. How would you help us pick a school? Like,
sure. I have a checklist that I go through with my students and ask them questions about their preferences. Would you like to be in a small community, large community? Would you like to be at a small school or a large college? Those are kinds of questions that we kind of dig in deep and find out that students don't often know the question, the answers to those questions too. So we work through those. We try to get a list of possible schools together, and we look at the finances of those schools. And I look then to mom and dad or the responsible party to see, is that even in their wheelhouse? Because kids get very discouraged when they start to dream, and those dreams really aren't realistic because some of these numbers are bigger than they've ever dealt with before. So we encourage our kids to dream, but they don't understand what it's going to take to get there. And the finances are a definite part of that. So we kind of evaluate all those things together so that everybody has a voice, and that makes everybody feel heard and valued in the whole process.
I love that you're asking the student, like, do you want to, you know, that's something I would have never thought to ask my daughter. Our daughters, I'll have another one coming back a couple years behind her. What do you want to live in, a big city or a small city? I mean, like, do you want to have a small community feel, a big college mm-hmm. campus, or, you know, those are questions that you just in general don't think to ask, and things exactly. that they wouldn't think about. They probably haven't even thought about it.
I think that's very true. When my oldest started doing college visits, we went to a college, and honestly, it was just a beautiful campus that we went to visit. We had a little bit extra time, so we toured the town that it was in, and she quickly saw that this was not going to be a good fit. It was going to be a 20-minute drive to the nearest movie theater or putt-putt golf or mall, and it was just kind of out in the middle of nowhere.
I was going to say, this place must have been kind of in the boonies.
It was. And I had nothing but good to say about the college, but it just wasn't a good altogether fit. So those are the kinds of things that we talk about as we're going through the fact-finding process.
Yeah, because that's going to probably be, if you get a hold of someone, like let's say my daughter and I start working with you, she's a junior.
Sure,
we can start
time.
At the very beginning to say, all right, first let's pick the college.
Exactly.
Let's determine the two options you want to do, what college is going to best fit those options. You don't have to decide right now.
Absolutely.
But you can pick a college that you could move in either direction comfortably.
Exactly. I like for my students to come up with a list after we've kind of coordinated with parents, 5 or 6 colleges that you would be interested in that seem to check all the boxes. And then let's maybe go visit 1 or 2, get your feet wet, see if we're on the right track. Just because they're on the list doesn't mean that it would be the right fit, but we could get started.
And do you actually go on the visits with your clients if they want you to, or you just get them set up for that?
I had a client that was going to visit Arizona State, and I offered, but they didn't take me up on it. But I'd be happy to.
Like, yeah, we could take you to Florida.
Absolutely. I would be right there.
I hear you. So you're open to that for sure.
Absolutely.
But you could line it up as well.
I sure could.
You can get the visits mm-hmm. like set up. You take care of that portion of it.
I sure can. And I usually prep my clients as to what they're looking for, what they can expect, some of the questions that they might want to ask, so that they feel like they have a good representation when they leave that school.
And isn't there, it's amazing the difference in the schools, right?
Absolutely.
That's what makes it so hard. If it was just a clean cut, this is what it costs, this is, you know,
yes.
But every school obviously has different. And then if you go to a state college versus a private college,
right?
You know, what happens there? I know that if you go in state, you get some in-state discounts, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Out-of-state schools usually add a premium for out-of-state students. So that's something to consider financially. But there's also some very, very rarely known things like college exchanges. There's a Midwest student exchange, for example, that there's a consortium of colleges that are out of Illinois that would give you their in-state tuition for being a Midwestern student resident. So there are things that you don't know that you can make that work even without a state tuition.
Well, that's interesting. So that collaboration, these colleges are collaborating a little bit, but that's probably not readily available information if you don't know what questions to ask.
That's right.
Which is where you come in.
That's me.
So you're like a coach for college. I mean, really?
Very much so. Very much so. I mean, I don't do the work for you. I don't fill out your college applications for you because that's a life lesson process.
Right.
I set up your to-dos. I help your student understand what they need to do when, and I can follow up with them so that you can just be the parent. I started this business saying I wanted to give you your dinner time back because our oldest daughter, we spent every dinner time grilling her. Did you get those transcripts sent today? Did you fill out the application? Did you look for scholarships today? And she really was reaching the point of not enjoying the process. I can be that for you and your family so that you can just ride the waves with your student because it is a stressful and emotional time.
That is going to work out so well for Kinsley and I because you know what? She does like to know what to do. She just doesn't necessarily like it to come from me.
Exactly.
So I don't have to drill her.
No.
Because you're there with the checklist asking if she's got it all done.
That's right.
Awesome. So you put together a checklist. It says that you set the task and and just basically line it all up.
I do. I try to work with my students as much as I can just so that they start to have that independent adult experience where they see that they have to get things done. I've had students who have not completed tasks on time and they've missed out on some very important things, a dorm that maybe might be filled up because they didn't get their housing application in time or a scholarship application that wasn't completed on time. But those are life experiences and life lessons. And that's what we want to do is make college or even technical vocational school, whether it be junior college or four-year institution, we want to make this a four-year journey with a safety net underneath.
And knowing and the confidence that you've dotted your I's and crossed your T's. And you know what? That's what we want to do with I've Decided. And we want to provide you guys, you listeners, and anyone who's involved in our community, this awesome information. Information that can help you be successful in your goals and your dreams, help your family be successful, and just provide you the tools and resources that you need in order to fulfill those goals and fulfill those dreams and to make it a little bit easier. Because success is hard work.
It is very hard work.
It is very never hard ending. Work, Erin, and it's never ending, and it takes a village, and it's all these pieces of the puzzle connected together. And so I just think your organization, what you're doing is really needed. And I think your experience, you know, working for a college and learning this over time, you have the experience that, you know, the average parent doesn't have.
I'm not only a mom that has sent my child tearfully off to college, but I've also been on the other side of that desk where parents don't know how they're going to make this work. They're very emotional. We all want the best for our kids. And I can meet you where you're at. And I can help you understand what is doable and give you permission to not be able to do everything. Just make it realistic.
That's awesome. And now, how does the process work? So when someone wants to become a client or hire you to help them, like, how does that process start? Do you meet for coffee? I mean, like, do you come to their home? Does it start with a phone call?
Absolutely. I have a Facebook following, so Financing Your Future Consulting is on Facebook. You can message me there or give me a call. Reach me on my website, financing-your-future.com. And what usually happens is we do meet for coffee. Everyone gets a free consultation. If at the end of that consultation we really have covered everything you need, then you're good to go. I feel like that's my calling, is if you just have a couple of questions, then we're good. But if you would like to continue on, then what we'll probably do is have a first meeting that includes everybody involved, parents and students. I complete my checklist of just information about everyone and their what they envision this process to be like so that I can get started. Maybe it is making a list of colleges for the student to just check out online and see if any of them fit the bill. If you want to throw them out, that's no problem. I'll get you another list. Otherwise, we start talking about next steps. And I like next steps because it makes everything achievable and successful. You don't need to do everything at one time. So that's what we would do, is we would start working on next steps, and then we would schedule a next meeting.
Yeah, you set the plan.
Exactly.
And you know, if you don't have a plan, you plan to fail, right?
Exactly.
So having that plan, it's like I tell the ladies at Curves when I'm coaching them in weight loss, they have to meal plan. They have to have a plan for the week. Whatever it is you want to do, if you're going to be successful, you have to have a plan.
Exactly.
And you kind of do that event. It's like you're that college event planner.
Right.
That's awesome. And now do you just figure out what the person needs and you kind of set out one flat fee? Do you charge by the hour? Does that kind of depend? Or
I have a couple of different ways. Some people need a very short number of hours together, and I have a block pricing plan so that nobody feels overcommitted. In this process, we're talking about money, so I don't want anyone to feel overstressed, but they could make some really costly decisions if they don't have the information that they need. I also have an unlimited package where you pay a flat fee and you can text me any question anytime. Preferably not at 11 o'clock at night, but I have had that happen. I don't want you to spend the whole night tossing and turning, worrying about something. Just text me. But I have that flexibility so that people can get exactly what they need. And if they sign up for just a little bit and it turns out that they need a lot, we can move that direction.
You can transition. So it sounds like you have something for everybody.
Absolutely.
But the key is information.
It absolutely is. I'm not taking this process over for anyone. When you drop your child off wherever their next step is, I want you to feel confident that this was a journey that you and your child took together. I'm just paving the way for you.
Oh, yeah. And just having that information makes things easier. And I am a firm believer in having a coach, having someone mm-hmm. who has the experience that you don't have. Mm-hmm. In order for you to be successful.
Absolutely.
I think we all need coaches. We need different coaches at different times in different areas.
Absolutely.
And it's the best. And I love what you said. And that is, if you don't have someone, an expert like you, you're going to end up spending money that you probably didn't need to spend, way more than what it would cost to invest
right.
in your services. And having that expert to give you the information.
Unfortunately, that is true. None of us like the cost that goes along with this endeavor these days. I can't argue the merits of the cost or not, but it is what it is, and we have to deal with that as consumers. But you can make some very costly mistakes. Transfer students, they can be taking courses that don't transfer, or they can be taking courses and not be identifying where they want to go next. So they need a next step. You could be talking to a freshman in high school that starts off on a track that will not serve them well with their interests. And we can talk about that and save you a lot of time and money as you move through the process. Seniors in high school, if you're coming to me as a senior in high school, we have a lot of work to do in a short amount of time. And we can get it done. But we want to make sure that you're making good decisions all through high school and college.
Yeah, to line it up, mm-hmm. to set it up for success and to get that information.
And after, as you start to pay those student loans back, we can talk about how you can best do that.
Yeah, because you can also start paying them back while you don't have to wait, right?
That's true.
That's some information that people need to know. You really don't have to wait. In fact, if you get them paid back, it doesn't accrue interest until after you graduate. Is that correct?
There are some loans that do, and there's one kind of loan that doesn't accrue interest. And so if you can start paying at least that interest back, If you are listening and you have a student loan right now, if your student has a student loan and it's accruing interest, you can pay that interest back so that it doesn't compound or charge interest on the interest. And then at least when you get through and go into repayment for that student loan, you're just dealing with the principal.
That's great advice, Erin. Thank you so much. One other quick question, and then we're running out of time. I can't believe how fast this half hour goes.
Where has this gone?
I know, right? What about if a kid wants to go out of the country, like that would like to go to school for a year in another country? Can you help with that?
That would take some research. I mean, there's so many different institutions abroad that we would want to talk about what your goals are and what you foresee your plan being when you come back, so that we're making sure that, again, you're making the right choices at that institution.
For you, for
yes.
What you need to do.
Absolutely.
That's great to know. Awesome. Hey, Erin, thank you again so much for being on the show with me today and sharing this awesome information to help parents like myself. And I know some of you guys that are listening, you've got kids in high school getting ready for college, and having someone like Erin and her company financing your future in your pocket to get on track and to be successful in this journey as you introduce your kids to the world of college would be an awesome investment. And like we were talking about with the price, Erin, this is an investment. You know, when you invest, you expect a greater return.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So what I would like for you guys to start looking at, when you're looking at information, motivation, education, tools, resources, coaches that are going to help you be successful in whatever it is that you want to do. If you want to be a public speaker and you're learning how to do that, you need a coach, someone who's walked that down that path that can guide you and help you. Mm-hmm. If you want to write a book, you want someone who has that experience. You know, there's coaches out there that can help you. And I really want you to invest in a health coach if you need to get healthy. Invest in that money into someone, something that's going to give you that return.
Absolutely.
On your investment. And I believe in what you're doing, Erin.
Oh, thank
and
you
I'm
so much.
And I'm so happy that you joined us on the radio show. I hope that the listeners, you guys got great information. I know that you did. Thank you so much for tuning in to I've Decided Radio Show this Sunday morning. And again, if you haven't visited us at ivedecided.org, I want to invite you to become a member of our community. When you become a member of I've Decided, you are setting yourself up for success in whatever it is that you want to achieve, whatever your desires and dreams are. I've Decided is your go-to place for your tools and resources, motivation, information, accountability, support, all that you need to be successful. That's what we're here for. Our mission is your success. Thanks again, Erin. Enjoy the rest of your week. Have a great Sunday, and we'll be back next week talking about Revelations.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?